All right. Close your eyes. The moment you close your eyes, what happens? Feel them. Feel your eyes. Just put your attention on your eyes. The eyes are the windows to the soul. What are you seeing? What is your soul revealing to you through your eyes that are closed? What are you feeling? Are you squinting? Are you frowning? Are you kneading your eyebrows together? Relax. If you don't even know you're doing that, check. Put your hand on your forehead and just feel if there's any wrinkly things happening. And just relax it gently. Be kind to yourself. Allow yourself to melt any karma or pain or pressure or darkness or twitching coming in through the eyes. Now visualize a laser beam of bright white light entering the right eye, piercing it and filling the right eye with tremendous light that is compassionate, it's intelligent. It knows to cleanse. The karma that's coming through the right eye. The light pierces through to the other side. So the right eye goes into the left side of the brain. So the left brain is filled up with this light beam that is completely compassionate and super intelligent. And it knows to cleanse. So you can imagine this washing or cleansing flowing light, swirling light in the left brain. Front, back, side to side, the whole left brain is filled with this bright white, compassionate intelligence. Then the left eye, a beam pierces the left eye and fills the left eye with bright white compassion and intelligent light. And then it crosses over into the right brain and fills the right brain with this white light, completely compassionate and super intelligent, filling the front and the back and the sides and everywhere in between, top and bottom of the brain. So the two eyes and the two brains, right and left brain, are filled with this light. Then another light beam pierces the third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows, pituitary gland, activates that. You'll feel the whole frontal lobe lighting up with this radiant white light. And then the beam continues to penetrate into the midbrain area, activating the pineal gland, which is part of the third eye complex in the subtle body. By now, you should be feeling or sensing or experiencing this white light vibrating through the whole brain, the two eyes and the third eye. Now allow your attention to access in the middle of your brain a relay station. The thalamus is the relay station for the brain. And normally we invoke Ganesha to enliven the base of our spine. Today we're going to access another spot where he has the ability to go into our brain in the subtle body and activate the doorway to higher consciousness and relay the messages from our inner being to these divine archetypes. So imagine Ganesha, who removes the obstacles internally and also in our lives, he may appear to you in a flash as an elephant-headed being with a pot belly and a mouse beside him, or he's kind of playful, you might see him riding it. You may experience orangish-reddish light in the middle of your brain, around the middle of the brain, the relay station, the thalamus. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Gam 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 Gam. Feel the sound gum reverberating like throwing a pebble in a pond. Gum Gum Gum. The sound waves are spreading out. The front of the brain, the back of the brain, the sides of the brain, with the sound gum. Gum, 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 gum. now that the door to your inner world has been opened to a new level of consciousness, we'll invite the blessings of Dr. Pillai, who you can envision in your third eye or maybe standing in front of you, in your mind's eye, and beaming a laser beam of golden light, super intelligent light, to dispel ignorance, that which you are ignoring, the messages from your soul. So ask this light coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye to remove ignorance, dispel darkness, enlighten you with more intelligent behavior, thoughts, feelings, divinity. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Feel the third eye, the pressure, the energy, the light activating your third eye. Om Gurave Namaha, 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 Om Gurave Namaha. Make an internal prayer, sincerely requesting you to have an experience like none other as you connect with the goddess energy of Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati, and the god energy of the archetype Rama during this period of time that you are communing with your higher intelligence, your super intelligence. Now visualize a red light in the third eye. Feel the energy come alive in the third eye. Feel an empowerment, maybe a message of courage and strength, vitality. Determination coming from the goddess Durga, who removes dukkha, suffering. Receive the sound that comes with the light vibrations in the third eye. Om Dham Durgai Namaha. Om Dham Durgaye 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 Namaha. Now, a pinkish golden light comes in to the third eye, and you experience the form of Lakshmi who's pouring some gold coins . Imagine this pinkish light cooling down the red hot light in the third eye. It has a golden tinge to it as well. Can be dazzling, sparkling light. Om Shreem Lakshmi Namaha. 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 Feel, experience the energy of Lakshmi in the third eye. And now a white light appears in the third eye. It's soft and flowing, cleansing. Enlivening the third eye to bring creative energy. Intelligence, wisdom. into your thought process, into your consciousness. Om Aim Saraswati Namaha. 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 Feel the presence of Saraswati. Now, bring in the energy of Rama. Allow that energy to be revealed to you in your third eye. You may have a vision of a male archetype carrying a big bow and arrows. You may experience the feeling of being victorious. You may see yourself experiencing success and celebrating that in any area of your life, health, finances, relationship, job, career, your spiritual path. Sri Mula Ramo Vijayate Thik Vijaya Ramo Vijayate Shri Jaya Ramo Vijayate Shiva Rama Shiva Rama Shiva Rama Shiva Ramo Vijayate. Shri Mula Ramo Vijayate Dik Vijaya Ramo Vijayate Shri Chaya Ramo Vijayate Shiva Rama Shiva Rama Shiva Rama Shiva Ramo Vijayate. Shri Mula Ramo Vijayate Dig Vijaya Ramo Vijayate Shri Jaya Ramo Vijayate Shiva Rama Shiva Rama Shiva Rama Shiva Ramo Vijayate. Rama, let victory come to me through the sounds of Rama, through your name. Let victory come to me through Rama. It's not that I'm involved in creating the victory. It's going to come through Rama. Rama, 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 feel the sounds of Rama spinning in your midbrain. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Let go of the meditation. Keep your eyes closed and allow yourself to experience this expansion in the midbrain, in the entire brain. It will signal to the rest of the body, mind complex, to recalibrate with the energies of the archetypes coming through Dr. Ply's grace and blessings internally. Make a prayer to Ganesha, to goddesses Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati in their fierce forms. Dull darkness and suffering, and bring in the light and consciousness of energy, vitality, happiness, material manifestations, the ability to create a better reality for yourself, and then the sound, the archetype Rama and Shiva to bring you a 200% life. Rama gives you wealth, Shiva gives you God. Make a prayer to Dr. Pillai for blessing you throughout these 9 nights when you go deeper into your mantra practices or the meditations. That you experience some deeper understanding or profound experience building these new blocks of consciousness within you. So slowly come back to yourselves and